So welcome to our meditation session together, as I sit here reflecting on all of you coming here, and thinking about just all of us gathering, I am aware there's a gathering of our physical bodies. We bring our bodies when we meditate. Our physical bodies are kind of the vehicle, the important vehicle for meditation practice. And while, you know, it might be silly to say, there is no meditation without the body. And to care for this body, to connect to this body, to have the body at the center is so important. Sometimes there's a tendency for many people to live in their minds and their thoughts and their ideas. And it can create quite a divide between the body and the mind. The body's forgotten, disconnected with, and we can kind of nominally be aware that we have a body, but to awaken in the body, to discover the body being more alive, is one of the great benefits and possibilities of mindfulness practice. So here we are, with our bodies, as our bodies. So being our bodies, following the lead of our body in establishing a posture that feels appropriate, that feels beneficial for being centered and at ease, if we can, in this body. But not only at ease, a posture that also allows the body to become more awake, more alive, and to explore through the body what it's like to live in this body, to feel your sensations of body. And as a way of entering more deeply into this body, sometimes body is a difficult place to be. There can be pain and challenges of all kinds. But still, to enter into it, you might take a few long, slow, deep breaths, where the torso is stretched, expanded in the in-breaths, where the in-breaths begin deep in the body and there's an expansion outwards. And a long, relaxed exhale, where there's a coming together, pulling in, settling of this body. And as you take these deeper breaths, to quiet your thinking mind, notice how if you're thinking a lot about things, even about the exercise, maybe there's a way it removes you a bit from feeling and sensing the body from the inside. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And take a few moments to feel the simplicity of the body breathing. And even if you are still directing your breath unconsciously or unintentionally, it's okay. Just quietly familiarize yourself to the body breathing. bring your attention to the top of your head, the crown of the head. And as you exhale, feeling the sensations there, soften, relax the top of your head. A kind of relaxing that is a further settling into your body. And as if there's a refreshing flow of water flowing from the top of your head over your body, through your head, let your attention settle and flow down to your head, your face, and as you exhale, to relax the head, the face, the eyes. Letting the flow of awareness down to your neck. The back of your neck. Sides of your neck, the front. As you exhale, to relax and settle. The flow of attention down into your shoulders. Allowing yourself to feel very simply any tension or holding in your shoulders. Not to make it a problem, but something to care about lovingly. And as you exhale, whatever way you can soften and relax your shoulders. Soften the shoulders. And the flow of awareness down into your chest. The rib cage, front and back. And on the exhale, settle further. Relax into your body, into your torso. In the whole area of your solar plexus, your diaphragm. Relax, soften. And then the belly. Soften the belly. As you exhale, relax the small of the back. Relax the weight of your torso down into the pelvic cavity, all the way down to your sitting bones. And then to feel your legs, the upper legs, the thighs, softening, relaxing, any holding that might be there, tightening. The flow of attention down into the lower legs and feet, and similarly relaxing, softening. Any ways that you might be holding and tighten the arms and the hands, As we relax tension, maybe there's more feeling of flow of energy in the arms, the hands. And opening up the attention as wide as is easy for you throughout the body. Maybe letting the thinking mind become quieter and stiller to make more room for awareness, to feel and sense, discover the body. Centered in the body. Noticing if it happens how being pulled into thoughts, fantasies, is a pulling away from being centered in the body. And then we'll sit quietly, but breathing through the body, with the body, connected to breathing within the body, as if the body is the source of deep understanding, as if the body is the source for freedom, for being at home, for where we discover the path to peace. For these next minutes, trusting the body, breathing in the body, with the body, through the body, with the mind relaxing, quieting, softening the mind to just breathe in this body. Coming back to your body. And coming back again and again, each time you return to settle deeper into it. Be content to do so for however long you can rest in the body, awareness resting there, and then do it again. And then coming to the end of this sitting, once again, is there more you can do for these last couple of minutes to rest in your body? To center yourself in your body as if the source of all things, source of your feelings, your thoughts, your intentions, your experience of life begins here in the body, deep in the body. And perhaps resting in the body is also the beginning of love, of kindness, care, compassion. And to stay rooted in the body when we have impulses for kindness and care and compassion, so we don't lose ourselves in the object of our care. We don't lose this connection to our body. And turning your attention outward into the world, maybe in a sense turning your body inside out to be present for this world of ours while being rooted in the body. Perhaps we can wish that whatever benefit that has come from this practice, that we share that benefit with others. In small ways, big ways. That the benefits we experience are expressed in a care for this world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to bringing this planet into a kind of harmony. An ecological harmony where all beings can be well.